perceive our needs and our gratitudes. But we often turn a blind eye. We fall victim to that old illusion of separation. We slip into that personal hell of suffering. Life gets busy. We get wrapped up in the matrix. We get hooked. And we turn away from faith instead of leaning in. And we forget. We forget that we are never alone and that we are loved. So let us come together in this moment, individually leaning in to remember, leaning into the silence, leaning into the slowing down, and leaning into God in this moment. Leaning into our knowing that is our faith, and turning to face the divine instead of turning away. Knowing that we are perfect in our imperfection. We don't need to be something better or different to be worthy of communion with God and of the infinite love that resides there. So just relaxing into this sacred opening, becoming ready to receive the blessings that come with offering up our spiritual hearts. Having prepared ourselves as vessels for the divine, we open up this holy arcana by inviting our great creator and our holy mother into this space, appealing at this time to all the members of the celestial courts, to all of our individual angels, guides, spirits, saints, supporting ancestors to enter this space and to sponsor this holy sacred prayer that we humbly offer at this time. First, expressing our heartfelt gratitude as an offering, gratitude for the steadfast support that we receive moment to moment from all the celestial beings, from our Holy Mother, from our Divine Creator, giving thanks for our breath, thanks for our life, thanks for another opportunity, taking a quiet moment each to individually express our own gratitude as an offering before we pray. Thank you, God. And humbly asking that we can be pure and dedicated soldiers of the truth, warriors of love in a world of dream, of illusion. And we pray to truly be instruments of the divine, spreading truth and light wherever it's needed. And beginning this sacred prayer, we call in the spirit of equilibrium as we move into really, truly the time of the peak of the fire. Things are heating up, both literally and figuratively. Certainly here in Arizona, things have been really hot. And all over the West and even to our Canadian neighbors, lands are literally on fire. So praying for balance in this time of intensity. We often talk about as above, so below, and we are reflections of the divine. So I know so many of us are feeling this rising intensity within as well. And so, Mother, Father, God, we ask at this time for soothing waters to wash over us. Our bodies are made up of 60% water, and water is such a receptive being in and of itself. And so we pray for the waters within to alchemize and calm the intensities of those flames. The duality within reflects the duality all around us, and the two opposites can coexist simultaneously, water and fire. And when we use all the power of our spirit, that duality can be the remedy instead of the source of suffering. We can work with this duality to bring balance using the holy sacred waters that cool the fires that burn so hot and that purify our being when in need of purification and renewal. The waters of our Mother Earth, asking at this time for a great blessing on all the waters of the earth, the rivers, the streams, the swamps, the oceans, the tributaries, the reservoirs. We're so grateful, giving our heartfelt thanks to the holy waters that sustain us, and praying that we can be good stewards of the waters. Giving thanks to the holy celestial rains. I can see, hopefully, that rains that we might get this evening, that are gifts from the heavens, often in our moments of greatest need. I know here the rains came when we really needed it, when our Beloved Canyon was on fire. And also giving thanks for our internal waters that carry our life force. And even gratitude to the tears, the ultimate waters of purification. The tears that allow us to release the pain and grief, and even to release the tremendous joy that at times feels too much for our human form to contain, to hold. Thank you, Creator, for the tears and for the reflection of love that comes with those tears. Using the soothing yet powerful purifying properties of the waters to calm the flames of the fires that burn in our hearts and our souls. And so it is all around us as well. And we can use the duality, this duality in humanity, to alchemize and neutralize and balance the strife and conflict among people. Extending this prayer out to soothe that intensity among humanity. Praying to focus in on our similarities and not our differences. To see each other, not through our own smoky mirror, not through our conditioning of our domestication, but through another's, not through our own wounds, but through the others. Because with pure perception comes the gift of unlimited compassion. To remember that we are only the main character in our story, but so is everyone else the main character in their story. To remember that we are all just a reflection. So let us be a reflection of love and light and compassion. And we pray to be a pure reflection instead of a smoky mirror. This is how we can help usher in a new earth. So praying for the spirit of peace to calm the fires of conflict on our planet, that we may extend out a hand in kindness and love to our brothers and sisters. And remember that while life is eternal, this moment is but a flash, and life is far too short to allow any invite of the spirit of hate. So we pray that we may open our hearts up even wider, to love with even more abandon. And before we speak with impeccability or act, we ask ourselves, is this kind? Is this truthful? Is this loving? Is this necessary? Aiming to be an ally with the medicine wheel of life, we can really use the peak of the fire to burn away what no longer serves. As we approach the lion's gate, it's a beautiful and powerful portal to birth a new dream, manifest unmanifested desires, and to embrace the mystery of life with faith and with love. We pray to you, great creator, to reassure us in our moment of need that everything is exactly as it should be, and to help us to harness the light to sustain us during our moments of darkness. We pray to use the rays of Grandfather's sun to burn away doubt and fear, and to purify our being. In our own private way, let us open up our hearts to receive this holy celestial blessing of grace, praying that it can lift us up even higher, raising our vibration to the next level, and bringing our requests and our gratitudes and our prayers closer to God and closer to the heavens. And as we pray for the surrender, to really take in and receive this grace and blessing into our beings, to be used for our own healing and purification, because we cannot share what we do not have. So let us desire to be pure vessels for the miraculous work of Creator, inviting us to take a posture like the sunflower, upright and aligned, facing the sun. No matter where we are on the planet or what time of day it is, knowing the sun always burns brightly above us. And allowing some of that inner inertia to still and slow. Trusting that it's in this stillness where we not only find God, but we find our own medicine. We pray in this moment for fortification of faith. Help us to strengthen our faith in divine order, and to let go of any illusions of separation, trusting that God's will is so perfect, and it is in self-will that things go sideways. We pray to see through our spiritual eyes, that with an upward gaze towards the heavens, that we might perceive the truth instead of falling prey to hearing the lies, asking in this moment to be relieved of our attachment to suffering, and to embrace the knowing that we deserve peace, we deserve love, and that it is really our birthright to be happy. Praying at this time for the preservation and protection of our expansion and for our hopes and our dreams. So many times when things get intense and obstacles come, it can be easy to lose faith. So we pray at this time asking Creator to help us to be anchored in our faith, especially in those moments of doubt and darkness. We pray for the cultivation and materialization of those sparks of dreams that live deep within our hearts. And we pray for the fortitude to remain upright on this path, even approaching the many confusing forks in the road that might come. Again, gazing upward and inward when we need help to navigate our way, asking our Holy Mother to guide her with her celestial light, and using the memory of the peak of the fire to light our way in the darkness. And it's so important, as we always do, taking a moment to pray for gratitude in our lives, praying that we can all make gratitude a verb and really put that into action. At this time on our planet, when there is so much pain and division and suffering, in complacency and in our innocence, we can fall asleep and fall prey to those lower vibrations, allowing anger, frustration, grief, division to hook our attention and to take us. But this only serves to deepen that divide and to create more imprinting of that illusion of separation. So inviting us all to take a posture of gratitude during challenging times, it's an act of power, making the choice to really see through our spiritual eyes and focus on what is instead of what is not. We can tap into this life-giving force of gratitude. And this is not spiritual bypassing. This is not to discount our pain or to belittle our trials, but to prevent us from sinking into hell. Gratitude can be a life-saving buoy in an ocean of grief. So we pray to carry that spirit of gratitude with us moment to moment. And in our gratitude, we humbly ask for relief from suffering, asking you, our gracious Queen of Peace, with all of our humility, to place a celestial holy rosary around those carrying grief or heaviness in their hearts, for those who are under the weight of pain, perhaps have turned away from you instead of towards you. We ask that in this prayer, they may lighten their load, feel their spirits lifted, just enough so they can look up and out of their pain and suffering and take in the beauty of life all around us. Praying for the restoration and reinvigoration of faith, because it is in these difficult times when faith is our lifeline. Praying for the spirit of letting go of the resistance, letting go of the struggle, and letting go of the suffering. We ask you, Holy Mother, to intervene on our behalf with your sacred medicine of love, with the holy scent of the rose, which carries with it that highest vibration. We ask you at this time, O gracious Queen of Peace, to perform a miracle and bless us with your grace, blessing us with that collective exhale that we are craving, because we cannot hold our breath any longer. So we surrender to you, Holy Mother, asking for a miracle of grace and asking for strength in our surrender, having faith that it is already done. And help prepare us, great Creator, for this upgrade we are embarking on, for this celestial activation and upgrading of our frequency into the next level, lifting us up onto a higher plane of attunement, where we can have an even higher vantage point on our lives and on humanity. We humbly ask at this time for patience in this process, knowing that expansion can be super uncomfortable and is often followed by contraction. So we pray to breathe into the contraction with all of our love and all of our patience, receiving the blessing of grace as we go grow and expand our spiritual hearts. And let us not forget to pray for the children, sending our love to the children for their future, the blessed children, Praying for a golden arcana of protection to descend upon the children, protecting their innocence and their purity. Praying for protection of their connection to earth, that they can unplug from the mental and spiritual pollution of the matrix and plug into the heartbeat of the mother, infusing them with her love and grace. May the children remain attached to the umbilical cord of Mother Earth, receiving the ancient wisdom from the ancestors. And may this protected divine connection guide them to be supreme keepers of the land and of the good ways. Praying that those raising our children, those guiding, mentoring, and loving our children, that they may all also receive a good blessing at this time. Praying for divine guidance and strength to love with patience and perseverance so that we can be that consistent, unconditional, loving touchstone children so desperately need. And before moving into our prayer requests, we ask you, Great Creator, also to extend that golden arcana of light and protection around us to carry us through our week, to repel any nefarious forces, and to help us stay upright and aligned with the light. Humbly praying for grace and for mercy in this time, to help us perceive and honor the greater good and help lift us out of self-will. Christ consciousness is not gained but recalled, and so we pray for that Christ consciousness to be alive in us. It is love without condition, seeing all as one, forgiving all, even the self. Christ consciousness is the divine blueprint for humanity. It is the manifestation of our fullest potential, calling on all of the angels, saints, and benevolent beings in the celestial course to sponsor this prayer and strengthen our resolve in being dedicated to love and to the highest good for all beings. And beginning with our prayer requests, praying for our dear sister, Sam Soto, praying for you in this moment, Sam, just sending you all of our love and all of our care, asking our divine Holy Mother to envelop you in her love and protection, praying for healing and purification in your body, and for peace and comfort to penetrate your spirit, asking at this time for our great Creator to bless you on your healing journey, and to guide your medical team with compassion and grace and wisdom, praying at this time you will feel all the love and care and respect from your community, and that you can feel safe and supported as you make a rapid return to pristine health. And also asking for a special blessing on your path, Sam, for clarity and celestial guidance, and for you to feel firm and assured in your faith as you grow and ascend further in your expansion. And continuing to pray with open hearts for Amy Gendiso, asking our Holy Creator to protect and guide you, Amy, asking for sponsorship and divine intervention on your behalf in this moment, and just praying to call in a safe and peaceful home to provide you with a place to truly rest, and praying for the removal of any obstacles in your way of moving forward in your life and closer to your highest good. Asking for a blessing upon you, that you may feel a lightening of the load that you've been carrying, that you can feel a lessening of the burdens, and praying for you for a remembering of that spark of joy to fill your spirit, asking our Mother, Father, God to strengthen your faith and your knowing that you are not alone. And finally, praying for our dear community member, Allison Philippa, asking our Holy Mother to be really present with you, Allison, in the coming weeks, praying for peace in your heart and intensification in your faith, knowing that when you are in your quietude and in your truth, that everything is exactly as it should be. Praying for continued clarity on your path as you move through these next few weeks, and for the continuation of pristine health in your physical vessel. And just asking for this time to be an opening, a portal, and that these next few weeks are an invitation to restoration of the wholeness of your spirit. And just before closing this sacred holy space, just asking for a final good blessing upon all of us hearing these words, whether you're listening to them recorded or live, just asking that our prayers and our gratitudes may be received with the purity of heart in which they were offered, and giving thanks and so much gratitude, again reminding us that prayers are like hugs we can't offer without receiving. Aho.
Aho. Thank you, Sari, for reminding us that prayer is our most precious superpower, to remember that we're never alone and that we are loved, to turn and face the divine in faith and know that we are divine and worthy of the infinite love that is always there waiting for us, so we can find and maintain balance during these times of intense heat and activate the sacred waters within and cool our beings and renew our spirits. To extend kindness and love toward our brothers and sisters in love with even more impeccability and our hearts wide open, lifting us always higher to the next level. And be anchored in our faith in moments of doubt with fortitude to navigate with our Holy Mother and take a posture of gratitude as an act of power and affirm the I am rather than the I am not.
Sounds like beautiful recommendations, Ian.
For sure.
So something tells me you have some announcements.
Well, I definitely have at least one.
I thought so.
Some of you may have heard this before, as Sari was talking about the peak of fire and this intense time of feet, of course. A New Earth Movement and Nina will be offering a class on this portal. It's called The Peak of the Fire, The Victorious Light. It's going to be next week, August 13th. That's a Thursday, not a Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. And during this point, the peak of the fire, we work to meet the culmination of the light and the completion of this year's cycle with an upright stance, where we claim the victory of the divine. This is the midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox. The heat is intensifying both within and around us. And this class is going to invite us to explore how to align ourselves in a healthy, grounded way amid this fiery peak. The brilliance of the season illuminates not only the radiance of our spirit, but also the hidden shadows that may resist this influx of light. So, through sacred teachings, transmissions, and a guided meditation, Nina will support us in elevating our consciousness, empowering us to walk through the fire and maintain our center even in times of heightened and polarized intensity. So, everyone here is warmly invited to join us for this potent offering as we release what no longer serves and step fully into our divine expression, in order to cultivate renewed energy, aligned intent, and hold strong in the victory of the light through these tumultuous times on the planet. And to complement the class, we are offering a sunflower gateway essence at a discounted price to the class participants. And this essence activates a direct connection with divine light, facilitating an upright and firm stance within, where we align with the brightness of our authentic beingness in order to anchor and emanate this light into all aspects of our life.
Sounds good.
Indeed, it does. Well, thank you, Sari. And thank you, everyone. May you go in peace.